Raven zakona. Nadčasne pesmi iz Amerike in okolice vsako sredo ob 10:00 zvečer na Radiu Študent.
Lepo zdrav, tole je oddaja Izven zakona. Jaz sem Milko Poštrak, na oni strani je po dolgem času spet mojster Robi, namreč to podarjam zato, ker tale zaciklan CD, ki ste ga slišali ravno kar, ni bila njegova krivda, ampak krivda CD-a ali pa predvajalnika, in zdaj le mislim, da je Robi že pripravil, in to mislim, da pesem Your Great Journey skupine The Handsome Family, prosim.
Like 4 million tons of hydrogen exploding on the sun, like the whisper of the termites building castles in the dust. You're no longer leaving footprints. You left your wallet on the bus.
Your Great Journey, tvoje veliko potovanje, se je začelo. Uvodna pesem z novega albuma Last Days of Wonder ameriškega zakonskega para The Handsome Family, ki ga sestavljata Brad in Renny Sparks. Tole je, kot smo že povedali, oddaja Izven zakona. Pozdravljava vas, kot sem prav tako že povedal, Milko Poštrak in spet po dolgem času Robi. V naslednji uri pa se bomo v celoti posvetili The Handsome Family. Najprej bomo poslušali par pesmi z nove plošče, nato pa se bomo spomnili njunega minulega dela s pomočjo koncertnih posnetkov. Naslednja pesem z albuma Last Days of Wonder, Zadnji dnevi čudes, je tista, katere del besedila je dal naslov plošči. Pesem pa govori o dobro nam znanem izumitelju hrvaškega rodu Nikoli Tesli, katerega 150-letnico rojstva smo obhajali 10. junija letos. Tesla's Hotel Room.
Sat holding hands in half darkened rooms. Nikola Tesla in the Hotel New Yorker, nursing sick pigeons by the open window. Dreamed of a death ray to disintegrate matter, detected Morse code from far away planets. He couldn't stand the touch of hair or of skin, a stroke feathers gently on trembling wings. Andrew plans for a camera to photograph thoughts, vacuum tube lights, wireless phones. In the last days of wonder, when spirits still flew,
kot vse svoje dosedanje plošče sta Brett in Renis Parks ali The Handsome Family, tudi pesmi za album Last Days of Wonder posnela v svoji dnevni sobi. Tokrat ne več v Chicagu, odkoder sta se preselila že junija 2001 in se nastanila v puščavi Nove Mehike. Tudi od tam se redno javljata z doma narejenimi in pri lastni založbi Carrot Top objavljenimi ploščami. V Evropi jih prodaja založba Luz. Še ena pesem z novega albuma Last Days of Wonder, naslov je After We Shot the Grizzly, potem ko smo ustrelili grizzlija.
After we shot the grizzly, after the airship crashed, after we lost the compass after the radio went dead. We shot and ate the horses. We marched through deadly swamps inside a limestone cave. I found a human skull. Yes, Mary, I found a human skull. The captain caught a fever. We tied him to a tree. We stared into the fire and tried not to hear his screams. I killed a tiny antelope, not scared by my approach. We turned it over, dying flames as we huddled in the glow. Yes, Mary, we huddled in the glow. Five could safely float. The others stood upon the shore. They screamed and threw sharp stones. Yes, Mary, they threw the sharpest stones. But how the sea did spin us, how the waves did roar. The captain jumped into the storm, then we were but four. One by one we chose our straws, till only I remained. But Mary, you are with me.
Tuning, you just... No, I don't think I'll... Are you talking to your imaginary friend over there?
No, I don't think I'll tune tonight. I'd rather...
This song is really gonna rock.
Plane was torn.
Tole pa je že ena od klasik The Handsome Family, Amelia Earhart vis-a-vis The Dancing Bear, pesem sicer iz drugega albuma The Handsome Family, imenovanega Milk and Skizzers. Tokrat v koncertni izvedbi z nastopa Breta in Renny Sparks v klubu Shubas Tavern v Chicagu 8. decembra 2000. Vemo, kdo je bila Amelia Earhart, tista pilotka, ki je hotela obleteti svet, pa je izginila nad Atlantikom. Mislim, da nad Atlantikom, no? Brett in Renny sta s to pesmijo začela svoj nastop v omenjenem klubu, v uvodu pa ste slišali Renny, ki tudi med posameznimi pesmimi pripovedovala svoje zgodbe, prav zabavne. Ne? Tam se je obrnala tehnika in ga vprašala, ne, če se pogovarja s svojim izmišljenim prijateljem, ne, svojim domišljijskim prijateljem. Brett Sparks je iz Teksasa, kjer je študiral glasbo, je nekaj časa delal na črpališčih nafte. Ko je spoznal Renny in sta se poročila, sta se preselila v Chicago. To je bilo enkrat v prvi polovici 90-ih let. Renny je sicer z Long Islanda in je pred njunim srečanjem že pisala zgodbe. Ona piše besedila, Brett glasbo, on pa tudi odpoje, kot slišimo, ne, večino pesmi in odigra večino glasbil. Renny pa dodaja klaviature in podobno. Januarja 1995. Sta objavila prvenec z naslovom Odessa. Na njem je tudi pesem Moving Furniture Around, ki jo je v celoti izjemoma vključno s besedilom napisal Brett. Poslušamo koncertno izvedbo te pesmi.
Park in my neighborhood, so this $100 ticket's all over. All the cops keep writing them up, and we keep throwing them down. Sometimes I wanna move to the other side of town. There's a street over there where parking space can always be found, but instead I'll move my furniture around. Whenever I feel I'm on my way down, you'll move the furniture around. I
albumu Odessa je tudi znana pesem Arlin, ki govori o do smrti pretepeni ženski. Pesem omenjam tudi zato, ker so svoj čas pripovedali, paste dobro, pripovedali njeno radijsko predvajanje, da verjetno vsebina ne bi prezadela kakih rožnatih ušes. Pesmi zdaj le v koncertni izvedbi ne bomo poslušali, ker izvedba ni kdo ve kaj. Gremo k naslednjemu albumu Milk and Scissors, na katerem je tudi pesem Winnebago Skeletons. Tule je koncertna izvedba te pesmi o kostja Winnebago Indijancev.
There's a fish in my stomach.
Čisto na začetku izvedbe tele pesmi Winnebago Skeletons ste slišali, da sta si Brett in Renny Sparks sposodila drobec napeva Dylanove pesmi Love Minus Zero No Limit. In pa seveda slišali ste tudi, da se je tale izvedba ves čas malo razsuvala na tistem nastopu 8. decembra 2000. A, nič ne del. 1996. leta se je Breto in Renny že začelo odpirati. Nastopala sta skupaj s skupino Wilco in gostovala v radijski oddaji Johna Pila. Vendar so očitno napori sesuli Breta, ki je doživel živčni zlom. Pristal je v bolnici, kjer so mu postavili diagnozo manične depresije. Januarja 1998 se objavila tretji album, prvo pravo mojstrovino, imenovano Fruit Trees, skozi drevesa. Z nje poslušamo najprej uvodno pesem Weightless Again, tokrat seveda v koncertni izvedbi z nastopa The Handsome Family v klubu Shubas Tavern v Chicagu. Spet brez težnosti. Še ena izvrstna pesem z odlične plošče For the Trees, tretje po vrsti skupine The Handsome Family je Cathedrals. Tule je v koncertni izvedbi.
The cathedral in Cologne looks like a spaceship. Like the hand of God falling from the sky. A thousand stone-carved saints hang like icicles. But icicles don't take Oh.
spring. Soaring towers left behind. There's a fiberglass castle in Wisconsin where kids race go-karts around the moat. Once we went up there in December with every water slide and fudge shop was closed.
Leta 2000 je sedela še ena mojstrovina The Handsome Family, In the Air. Tudi z nje bomo poslušali dve pesmi v izvedbi odigrani na nastopu v klubu Shubas Tavern v Chicagu 8. decembra 2000. Prva je So Much Wine, preveč vina.
Shining
In the Air je dodan tudi video posnetek za prej omenjeno in slišano pesem Emilia Earhart. Tam lahko vidimo, kako izgleda nastop The Handsome Family. Reni za klaviaturami in ob računalniških matricah, Brett za mikrofonom s kitaro. Naslednja je koncertna izvedba pesmi A Beautiful Thing, lepa stvar.
Don't you remember that snowy December when we went to see Singing in the Rain? I shouldn't have smuggled in that bottle of gin, 'cause after the film I barely walk. But darling, don't you know it's only human wanna kill a beautiful thing. When I was 7, summer lasted forever. We used to chase fireflies through the woods, tiny green lights circling warm August nights. I'd catch them inside a washed out old jar. I dreamed of star with a jar by my bed, but each morning my pretty buns were dead. But darling, don't you know it's only human who wanna do a beautiful thing. We should have been dancing like lovers in a movie, but I fell and cut my head in the snow. I wanted to tell you all the ways that I loved you, but instead I got sick on the train. But darling, don't you know it's only
A Beautiful Thing, koncertna izvedba pesmi, ki jo sicer najdemo na studijskem albumu In the Air, v zraku, skupine The Handsome Family iz leta 2000. Leto kasneje je sledila še ena odlična plošča, Twilight, Somrak, zatem pa koncertni album Life at Shuba's Tavern. Z te plošče poslušamo še zadnjo pesem The Woman Downstairs, ženska dol po stopnicah, s katero sta Bretty in Renny Sparks tudi zaključila svoj nastop 8. decembra 2000 v klubu Shuba's Tavern.
Chicago is where the woman downstairs starved herself to death last summer. Chair, I drank cases of beer and dreamed of lying down on the L tracks. The trains roared by under smoke, gray sky. Lake Michigan rose and fell like a bird.
Appreciate it. dancing crooked circles across the golf course green. It must have been 3 a.m. when we hopped that chain link fence and ran across the grass in the pouring rain. Oh, and you kept falling down and rolling on the ground like a drunken little bird flapping its broken wings. Flapping your broken wings, flapping your broken wings, flapping your broken wings in the green, green grass. As if pilgrims with axes had never seen the devil dancing in the silent branches of thousand-year-old trees. As they sailed up the wild coast, leaning from their wooden bows, shooting every pretty bird that rose up from the weeds.
Spet smo nazaj pri novem albumu Last Days of Wonder zakonskega para The Handsome Family. Slišali smo pesem Flapping Your Broken Wings, prhutaš s svojimi zlomljenimi krili. Izvrstna besedila Reni Sparks, pogosto kratke zgodbe, vedno popolne nenavadnih besednih zvez in prispodob. Naslednja pesem je Beautiful William.
Was he given a package by a man on the train? We found his car by the roadside later that day. Mirrored sunglasses, roses and wine laid on seat as you
slowly drove by. He left his lights burning, he left his perfect lawn and his automatic sprinklers about to switch on. Did he find a black glove on the cliffs by the bay? Why would he leave us? Why would he leave us this way? He drove through the town with a smile on his face, waving to everyone as he went on his way. Holly from Red River rose from Green Falls. They drove to his house and they lay on the lawn. Was he stopped in the airport by a man with a cane? We found his car by the roadside later that day. Rose smashed his windows till the glass was all gone. Polly broke the back door and she screamed out the hall. But no answer sounded but wind flying through as we tore up the green lawn and torched all the room. Did he find a white glove in the pines by the lake? Why would he leave us? Why would he leave us this way?
Oddaja Izven zakona je konec. Naslednji teden novi plošči skupine ameriškega ustvarjalca, najprej ameriškega ustvarjalca Wayna Detraina Hancocka in skupine Los Lobos. Milko Poštrek pa se do takrat poslavljam z zaključno pesmijo Somewhere Else to Be z novega albuma Last Days of Wonder, Bretta in Reni, Sparks ali The Handsome Family. Biti je nekje drugi. Lepo zdrav.
I didn't wrap my head in roses. I didn't run screaming down the street. I didn't drive off jagged cliffs or dive in roaring seas. I broke no cage door open. I set no horses free. The day the girl at the drive-thru window softly smiled at me.
Actually, I did nothing. As she handed me a large iced tea, an extra packet of ketchup, a small bag of onion rings.
I didn't even smile back at her. I just pulled into the street, searching my rearview mirror to catch her eyes on me. 'Cause there were cars behind me and I had somewhere else to be.
I saw an old man eating as he drove, running over empty cans, lying in the road. But the billboards near the highway were full of singing birds, and all the trees were blooming green in their little squares of dirt. Every dog chained in every yard was howling with me, but I didn't even smile back at her. I just pulled